Now, welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and I'm talking with our guest from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, Darren Solden, Director of Economic Development, Sarah Siders, Executive Director of Spark MHK, and now Jason Smith joins us here. He's the President and CEO of the Chamber. Good morning, Jason. Good
morning, Brandon. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. As we were saying at the top of the program, it's a nice Chamber of Commerce weather day, and I think there's been very few, if any, rainy days when you're on the program, Jason.
Well, and I am purely responsible for that. I will say I'm very fond of saying that every day is a Chamber of Commerce weather day. It may just be may not be a Manhattan Chamber of Commerce weather day.
There you go.
So, you know, if the weather's dark, gloomy, rainy, we call that a Lawrence Chamber of Commerce
day. Well, I was really happy. I was really happy to see you, Jason, recently. I bump into you once in a while out in the community, but we saw each other last week when Senator Moran was here at the MRC lunch, and that was really neat to see, and so many folks getting into the conference center, and actually seeing a gathering of people was really nice. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we're excited to be and excitedly cautious or cautiously excited to be starting some in-person events again, and our military relations group has been meeting longer than most of our other groups, and of course they have some rules they have to follow per Fort Riley, but and that includes limiting to 50, which we actually had sell out in a waiting list, so that was good to see. Yeah, Senator Moran shows up about once a year at those, and we love it and give him the opportunity to talk about what he's seeing in Washington, and so I appreciate it, and of course it's always good to hear Perry Wiggins talk. And so it was a good event, and we're looking forward to more of those coming up.
All right, we'll talk more about that here a little later. We're just kind of wrapping up our conversation here about Spark MHK, and you know we were talking about entrepreneurship and how important that is to the economy here locally. And I know you feel pretty strongly about that yourself, Jason.
Yeah, we and I heard a little bit of the conversation, but Darren highlighted some of the things we talk about, but. I had the opportunity to spend 10 years working in economic development in Lincoln, Nebraska, and to see the transformation in that community. And economically, it was based on the entrepreneurial activity that was going on, including companies like Huddle, which most people know was started by three kids from the university. I remember when they won our very first business plan competition, and we're going to use the $25,000 to hire another programmer. And now I think they're nearly at 1,000 employees and have a beautiful headquarters in downtown Lincoln. And then the spin outside of that and just to see the vibrancy that's created from locally owned businesses, the philanthropy that's generated from locally owned or from people who own their own businesses is incredible, and so we need to. I think we've done a good job in Manhattan historically, as Darren pointed out. Some of our largest employers are entrepreneurs, but I think we need to really put the focus back on that and understand what resources do we need to be able to bring to the table to encourage more of that activity. And we're real excited about our relationship with Spark and the work Sarah's done and the leadership of their board and as well as groups like the Black Entrepreneurs of the Flint Hills and some of the other entrepreneurial ventures, and think that it's going to pay huge dividends for us in the future.
You know, that's interesting you bring up Huddle. That's such a great example because, most people probably know if you're a sports fan especially, that's a great website for high school athletes to kind of market themselves a little bit. And I didn't realize that started. I knew it started in Nebraska. I didn't realize it was in Lincoln. But, you know, that just goes to show you that you can have an idea even out here and don't have to be in, you know, the Silicon Valley and have something like that take charge. And then our communities are the ones that get to benefit from it.
Yeah, this is why I'm not an entrepreneur. When I saw them make that initial presentation, I said, boy, that's really cool, but I don't see how you ever make any money at it. So, that's why I work for the chamber, and I am not a CEO of a business that I started because I couldn't figure it out. They figured it out, and they've done a pretty good job with that. So, And you know, there's a lot of great stories. We have a lot of great stories here. You know, you think about Manco Windows and Gary Jones and what he's done and built that business here. And those windows are shipped all over the country and buildings and facilities all over. It comes out of Manhattan and made by Manhattan people. And Gary invests money back in the community. And but you look at like GTM, which is now Champion, and what has gone on there. And you know, and of course, Civic Plus is another massive success story nationally. I mean, I think if you look at what they've been able to do nationally and building that in Manhattan, you know, it's just incredible the kind of stories that you see and things that we take for granted that an entrepreneur can look at and say, you know what, I think we can do something different, or I think we can do something better. And it's just, those kind of people I admire tremendously, and usually they have a lot of passion for it, and it's contagious. And so, and Sarah has a lot of passion for it, and when you're around her, it's contagious. And so we're real excited to be part of that program.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about this business conditions report that you guys recently released here at the Chamber. And I understand you had some surveys of some of the top employers here in Manhattan.
Yeah, so for the last several years, one of the primary goals that we've had as an organization is to initiate a strong business retention expansion program. 80 to 90% of all new jobs in an economy are created by existing employers, and that's just a reality. The other thing that a lot of people don't understand is, and this has happened in nearly every major attraction project that I've worked on in 25 years, If you're an employer and you're looking at coming to a market, the first thing you want to do is hear what the other people in the market have to say. So we have had to set up meetings where companies that are considering locating in a community want to meet with other employers. And by the way, they kick us out of the room because they want to make sure that those people feel comfortable to say what's going on. So we have to make sure that we are in close contact with our major employers. And I say major, that could be size in terms of a lot of employees. It could be, an employer maybe that's smaller, but are very technical jobs. And we've identified as being a company with the capacity to add more over the next several years. And so we hired a full-time person to manage this for the first time in the history of the Chamber. We have a director of business retention expansion, and that gentleman's name is George Kant. A lot of people may recognize that name. George's father, who was also George Kant, was the manager of Dillon's on the East Side for years. And George has a great history and spent a number of years working business development for Sprint, the Sprint Corporation in Overland Park, and was a 12-year city commissioner in Overland Park. And so he brings a lot of knowledge and expertise to the table and the ability to get into doors and listen to people and understand their challenges. And so he and he partnered with Jack Austin at the Pottawatomie County EDC, which I think you had on a week or so ago. And they went out and started talking to all of our major employers, whether it was in person or as the pandemic became much more significant, a lot of those turned to Zoom meetings. And they have a series of questions that they ask these employers about doing business in Manhattan, what their challenges are, what are the strengths of doing business in Manhattan. And we were able to glean out a pretty significant amount of data from those interviews, and we released it a month or so ago in a full report. And there are a number of things from that I think are pretty important. But the number one thing that we took from it that I think people should be excited about is of the 55 businesses that we interviewed, 31 are projecting increases in jobs over the next 3 years. Some of those are hundreds, some of those are 2, 3, 4, but generally when you have 60% of your businesses projecting growth, that's a pretty phenomenal number, particularly in the middle of the pandemic. And those equated to a little over 600 new jobs that they're expecting to create, and over 100 million of new private investment that they're anticipating in Manhattan, whether that's construction or purchasing new equipment. And so we take that as a very positive in terms of what our local business capacity is, and are real excited about the results of that.
Excellent. Well, we'll continue this conversation. I need to take a quick break here because I'm running a little long. So we'll talk a little bit more with Jason Smith, Darren Solden here as we continue our conversation with the Chamber on KMAN.